Remember when we started that like a gazillion years ago? We did the old 24 teams in 24 days?
Yeah.
Well, today it's two teams in 2 days. We talked to Caleb Slover earlier. And one of the first guys we had on when we started that 24 teams in 24 days things was Glenn White, who just can't get away from the game, apparently. Coach, good morning. Welcome back. How you doing?
Well, thank you so very much. And you're right. I just can't get it out of my blood.
What'd you tell him yesterday? You didn't want to be sitting on the porch when you're 75 wondering what if?
That's exactly right. You know, it's just that was the whole premise of it. You know, I just thank the good Lord that he's given me the opportunity to lead a program one more time. And so I'm looking forward to it. My juices are flowing 100%. So I just started yesterday, and so I'm ready to get up there and continue the success that program's had.
And obviously you've been with Mike Lunsford the last couple of years as an assistant coach, so you kind of know what's going on at Cloudland already.
I sure do. You know, it's a beautiful place. The people there are so hardworking, and the kids are hard-nosed. And Coach Lunsford, he is an absolutely tremendous football coach person. And like I said in the paper, Coach Lunsford, he single-handedly saved my coaching career, and I'm indebted to that. To him, and he's a hard act to follow, but like I said, it's an honor to follow him, and you know, I'm just going to get to work, I believe I've got the foundation to do it, and so we're just going to go up there and do our very best.
Glenn White, the new head football coach at Cloudland, glad to have you back on board. Kenny?
Coach, how you doing?
Hello, Hawk, how you doing?
Doing
babe?
Good, man. Let me ask you, did you ever lose the bug, or when did you get the bug back that you wanted to be a head coach again?
I don't think I ever lost it, you know, and I think on any level, on the high school, on the collegiate level, on the national level, I think that, you know, sometimes in a coaching career, some things can happen that can probably prompt you out the door, and I think that's what happened to me here at Unicoi County, and so I never lost the bug, and then like I'd said in the paper, the day I resigned here, Mike called me and asked me to come to Cloudland. Mr. English, my superintendent, was so good to me. He allowed me to do that. And so, really, I went up there with the expectation to try to save or salvage my career and hoping that eventually that I would get an opportunity to be a head football coach again. And it just panned out the way it did. And like I said, it's a blessing. And so I'm going to really relish this opportunity, and I'm going to do my very best with it.
You know, as Bobby mentioned, 2 years under Coach Lunsford, this is a guy that's won nearly 250 games,
yes.
Whether
right.
in Hampton or Cloudland. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to say you got some big shoes to fill.
Well, I tell you, and I sure do. And, you know, I don't know, it's like trying to follow Abraham Lincoln as president of the United States. I don't know if you can do that or not, you know, and which I talked to the administrative team there. And I think they realize that too. You know, I'm not Mike Lunsford. You know, it'd probably take me to be 120 years old to win as many games as Mike's won. But I think they understand that. But I do feel that from my experience being with Coach Rose, who coached me in high school, and Coach Lewis Thompson, who hired me here years ago when we were very, very successful, I think I've got the foundation that I can continue that success. And that's the goal, and I realize that I have to continue that success up there. So it's a big challenge. It's being a competitor, and it's got my juices flowing. And I'll just be up front with you. There's a failure is no option. So wow. I'm going up there with that attitude.
Wow. Well, also keep in mind, if things don't go well and someone asks you to go see Our American Cousin at the theater, you might not want to do that if you're following
That's
up.
Right. That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right.
Glenn White, new head coach at Cloudland, joining us this morning.
Just don't sit in the booth. There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Coach, you know, obviously Coach Lunsford basically had a running tight team. I mean, every now and then he threw the football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was pound and ground. So are we going to have the – how much of your team will resemble his team, or will you have a a whole new offense and defensive look.
And are you going to kick it? Are you going to kick the ball?
No, he ain't kicking.
No, go kick.
They don't
no,
kick in Cloud.
No, we've never. I don't think we've ever kicked an extra point of ours since I've been. I probably would like to kick an extra point and kick a field goal, mm-hmm. but when you're getting 8-9 yards a carry, you don't have to.
Good point. Now,
that's true.
Mike's always had a tailback, even. You know, years ago, he had the Clips boy, he had the Bird boy, he had the Arnett kid when I first got there, and then the Coffee kid last year.
Wow.
He's always had a tailback. You know, Mike and I, we come from the same era. We're angle blockers. We block down, we kick out, which I think is the best blocking scheme, especially if you're a 5'11", 195-pound boy. You know, it's pretty hard to step in front of someone and push them the way the zone block is. So he and I are like on that. I'm probably a little bit more of an option attack because that's my foundation, but I have learned a lot from him, and I'm going to use some stuff that I've learned from him. And but his type of football was hard-nosed. It was Vince Lombardi type of football. It was safe football, and it worked. You know, it opened up like the sea. It opened up like the Red Sea. I mean, that outside wham and stuff, and Coffee to hit it, and it's gone. You know, so you know, I don't think I'm going to get away from that. I think that, you know, each coach has his own way of doing things, and so I'll tinker with it. But I think with the staff that I have there, that we're going to put a package together that will suit our young men.
Well, when does spring practice begin for Cloudy?
Well, we're planning to start on May the 6th.
Okay.
And that's the first Monday in May, and we have a scrimmage at West Green on May the 16th. So we're looking forward to those 9 days there, and then we'll start our summer weights and conditioning, and then looking forward to the fall.
Coach, looking at the schedule there, you get started on the 23rd right. at a school that you're familiar with. You will take on Happy Valley right out of the gate.
Wow,
yeah, it sure is. You know, and it's a great school. It's odd, you know. Head football coach there over 20 years ago, and we were in that upper division then. You know, we're Happy Valley's in there with Volunteer, when Steve Starnes was there, with Gatlinburg Pittman, Seymour, and Benny Hammonds was there, and it's a pretty tough league for Happy Valley, and I thought our boys did very well. Then, ironically, it's the last game that I coached at Unicoi County, so there'll be some emotions flying there. But last year, the Happy Valley staff and their administrative team, they helped Cloudland High School win our field because of the downpour of rain.
Yeah.
We couldn't play that second playoff game, and boy, they came in there and they opened up their facilities for us, and they were just great to us. So my approach to the Happy Valley game is all that I mentioned, that doesn't matter. It's the relationship between Cloudland and Happy Valley. And I think it's a great relationship, and my goal is to keep it that way.
You know, one thing that I noticed here, because after Happy Valley, you're home against South Green and Avery County,
right.
then
mm-hmm.
back on the road against Unaka, and then back home against Jellicoe, and then you finish on the road against Johnson County and Sullivan North.
Right.
The one team I'm missing on here, I mean, this is like taking Alabama off Tennessee's schedule, mm-hmm. is there's no Hampton.
Well, there must be a misprint there because we play Hampton twice this year.
Okay, it must be. I look at the 2019 schedule.
Yeah.
I don't see them.
That schedule kind of relies on the schools to put their schedules in, and if Hampton hasn't put theirs in,
right,
that's probably why it's not on there.
Okay.
That's like Tennessee playing Alabama. We're always going to play Hampton, and, of course, you know, when you go against Mike's son, Michael Jr. down there, you're going to get the same approach, and he's done a great job down there. I think his first year down there, he won 10. I'd sure like to repeat that my first year at Cloudland. But it's a good game. It's good for our people and our communities. And so it's going to be twice. It's a good money game. And I think that's one of the reasons we did it, because we need to get as much money or the resources that we can. So it's going to be a tough one. But I think they've done it since 1949. So we'll surely continue that game.
Wow, didn't realize 1949. Right now, and obviously it's spring, but how have the numbers been at Cloudland the last couple of years?
It's been good. You know, in 2016 when I went up there, we had about 42.
Okay, wow.
We had about 42 kids. In 2017, 2018, we had about 35. I think right now we're going to be right about 30. I think the problem right there last year, for whatever reason, we just couldn't field a junior high football team. So that whole, that freshman class that's coming, that's supposed to be coming in, and you're looking about keeping between 8 to 10 a class because you're a 200-student school. Mm-hmm. So if you can keep 10 a class, that's 40 players. And so I think that's why we're kind of low right now. But like I said in the paper, in 2017, that junior high team was 6-2, and they host a playoff game. So I fully expect that we can rally those kids and get them out. I've got an assistant football coach in the building, Coach Bowling, that helps a great deal. So he and I will be there. So we're just going to go through the halls, and we're going to shake them up, and we'll try to get them out.
He's Glenn White, head coach, Cloudland Highlanders. Coach, great to talk to you again. We'll talk to you
soon. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll go, and just keep up with us, and any recognition you can go our way, we definitely would appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Glenn White, good people.